Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Comes from a no-name. It says, Dear Freak Show, I have to admit something because I have to tell somebody and thought you guys were the best anonymous source. My husband is the damn COVID police. Our family has been on lockdown proper since March. Our son is doing virtual school. We both work from home. My husband is so incredibly careful that it is overwhelming. I understand it's necessary, but I can't keep going on like this. We've been on serious lockdown. Now, this Saturday, he leaves for a five-day work trip. He has been trying to get out of it for weeks, but there's no way around it. He has to go. Guess who else has to go? We do. Because while he is gone, I'm taking my son to Busch Gardens. We're going to Universal Studios and to Magic Kingdom. Ooh. This is just as much for me as it is for my son. I think we both need this. Now, I'm not going to mention this to my husband at all because he would be terrified. There would be 100 questions per park. I just understand the risks, and we're going to take every precaution that is necessary, but we have to live some sort of life. I know lying is bad, but I'm not telling him. And I'm telling my son not to tell him as well and hoping that he can keep the secret. There'll be no pictures. There'll be no kind of references. We would just have this secret between us. I know I'm bad, but I wanted to share.
Yeah, somebody's going to find out, by the way, because kids cannot keep a secret.
Yeah, they can if they expect more secrets to come. Like, if you're like, listen, if you keep this quiet, next time we go into NASA. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta bribe them with something
of
like
course.
That.
Yeah, if it's in their best interest, he'll probably, if he's old enough, he'll probably keep a secret. Use cash. Definitely do that because you don't want a
credit card. Oh, that's a good place. Look at you.
Are we helping
sneaky.
Him them sneak
use
around?
Yeah, sure. Use cash.
That's why she wrote us.
Get some cash. If you got cash in the safe, do that. If you don't, take out some cash ahead of time for Saturday and tell your man, hey, oh my God, my grandmama just said she needs $500.
Right.
I gotta give her $500 in cash.
Right.
And then take it out in cash.
A lot of those protocols that they do at those parks now, I mean, it's totally different. And it's much safer.
He's not trying to hear
I mean, in order for her to get away with this and he finds out, like, this could be really detrimental to their relationship. Is it worth it? And we're not just talking about something that's very simple. We're talking about COVID here. What if they come back sick?
He can't even argue with her, though, because she's going to be like, oh, well, I guess I need to quarantine. To close the door. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't fight me? No.
I don't want to say too much, but I did something when I was younger, and I got in a lot of trouble, but my dad was out of town, and my mom never told him. She kept it between us. And
to this day,
I think you told us about that. I told you the fifth before. Yeah,
okay.
You said.
Well,
yeah.
I don't want to say it again.
Right? Yeah. Don't be saying that.
Well, damn, that's not nice.
I mean, I got in trouble.
Yeah, I got in trouble.
Okay,
but my pops wasn't there. You've been here for 8 years. You know what?
I'm standing up for everybody listening to this right now.
What I'm saying is, don't say it again.
So I was all that to say that I think they can keep it a secret. I think if they're on the same page and they can kind of do a backstory of what they did that weekend, and they can get on.
It's okay to keep a secret every now and then. I mean, your mom is obviously protecting you, but we're talking about something a little bit different here.
Not really, because it's still just a secret.
I don't know if this is smart.
Can you keep a secret from your significant other?
Yeah, but we got a text in out of the 727 and said he's not going to keep the secret. When Candyman first came out, my dad said, if I let you watch this, you can't tell your mom. Days later, I was in the kitchen and I said, hey, Dad, remember that part in Candyman? My mom was like, what did you just say? And Dad gave me the worst look ever.
See, that's the snitch right there. You're trying to do too much. Now, let's see. We got a no name here, and you have a secret that you currently are keeping. Hello?
I can't keep a secret.
You can't?
I can't, no, because it would just eat me up inside, and then, like, lies build on top of lies, and then, like, if he were to ask about it again and, like, you can't remember the full story, like, you would just get caught up in it.
So you're a bad liar, that's what you're saying. Because, I mean, this ain't even that hard. It's just omission.
No, yeah, I guess I'm a bad liar. But I would have to say, if it had to do with, like, my child, then, yeah, I could be a good liar.
Okay, so you lie for the kids, but not for the culture. Okay, I got you. All right.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate it. Let's see. All right, we got another secret here. Now, another no name? And don't nobody want to tell their name. I love this.
Right?
All right, cool. All right, hello?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, do we have a secret?
Yes, sir, I do.
What do we got?
So, a couple of months ago, my youngest stepson, and mind you, my husband and I have 6 kids together. Okay. My youngest stepson, I found out that he was doing a little something-something at the bus stop with his friends every morning. And so I told him, I said, listen, it's between me and you. You can either stop this foolishness right now, or I'm going to go and tell your father. So I'm giving you the opportunity to not do this anymore. You have a health condition that you shouldn't be doing this anymore.
Oh, okay.
So gotcha.
I gotcha.
Opportunity. I'm giving you the opportunity to straighten up, because if I find out you continue to do it, then I am going to bring your dad involved in it.
Ooh.
So right now, it's between you and him, and he can, you know, he can straighten it out and not get told any further.
Yeah.
Do you think he stopped?
Oh, yeah, because he's homeschooling now, so I see him all day, every day.
So he had to quit anyway.
Okay, so yeah, so that secret still, like one day down the line when he's like, man, remember when you called me, and his daddy's going to be mad because daddy don't know.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. I'm sick and tired of coming to my husband with disappointments all the time with all his kids.
Aww.
Yeah.
So I'm the one that always has to see him upset. I'm the one that always has to, like, clear the water for him. I'm the one that always has to, like, cheer him back up, and I'm sick of it.
So, yeah, so you'd rather just keep it off his plate.
Yeah, and then later on, I could let him know, you know, such and such happened because, you know, unfortunately, his other 3 kids, they went down the same road, and so I'm trying to give the youngest one an opportunity to, like, straighten up. Like, listen, come on now. Like, straighten up. You don't have to go down the same path. Like, let's get it together.
You're a good mom.
Good.
She's
good.
Being so protective.
That's a good partner. That's what you need. You need somebody to kind of help, you know, help things stay off your plate. That's a good, you're a good first lady right
you
there.
Are,
there
you
go.
Are.
I appreciate it, sweetie. That's dope.
Was that like a medical condition, asthma, you think?
Probably.
Okay, that's what
probably
I mean,
out there wheezing all day. Like trying to be cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man, y'all don't meet on the bus. Oh, no, the bus stop.
Ah, no, and you just smell. Like,
where
so
the snitches at? It's supposed to be at least 2 or 3 snitches.
At the bus stop.
On the bus stop.
Time changing.
Yeah, come on now. All the cool kids on the bus stop.
Right.
We got one out the 863. It says, yes, you can have secrets from my significant other. With COVID making life harder, we have been living paycheck to paycheck. Mm. I got tired of it, and I started a side hustle that my man doesn't know about. I have $3,000 in a bank account, and he has no idea that I have that.
Good for you.
That's not wait. Why is that good though?
Because she's making money,
but you don't know what her side hustle is,
right? You don't know what she's doing.
I thought it was like Uber Eats or something.
She could be getting Central Massages.
I thought it was like Shipt or whatever, like grocery store.
$3,000.
I thought she was making extra money for the family.
You started clapping. She making that's for her.
He has no idea.
She shared it with nobody.
How do I reverse clap?
He at work, like trying to do overtime and everything, struggling to make ends meet.
What? It could go to the family.
Nah, not hers. It's secret.
That's secret right there.
For now. I mean,
you were so eager when she said $3,000.
I thought she was
clapping
hustling.
Like a seal. That's insane. That's a damn shame.
Being supportive.
All right. Anyway, I don't think secrets are good. But if it's something that could build the bond between you and your son, you should be allowed to have that.
And it's not detrimental to anybody.
Right.
Throw that out there.
Y'all, I will say this out loud as the worried one in the room. If you come back with the COVID.
Right. That's the problem.
Your husband is going to be pissed.
Crazy, yeah. Mad.
Yo, like you went out and took my child out here and both of y'all come back with the Rona.
Right. Exactly.
Like, so you better be extra careful out there. Like, take you hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm.
Sunscreen, because a sunburn will be a dead giveaway.
Cash.
You have done dirt before.
Apparently.
Like, your options are very different, dog. Like, I didn't even think suntan.
You can't say I was in the house all weekend and then you were, like, bright red.
Yeah, Dobby just snuck around. Hey, did you think suntan?
No, ever.
Again, he topped us out again. I swear to God.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.